Avni Doshi's debut novel, Burnt Sugar, is a frank exploration of a mother-daughter relationship gone sour. Set in India, it's one of four debut novels that has been shortlisted for this year's Booker Prize. She joined me from her home in Dubai to tell me more about the book and the recognition that the Booker Prize has brought her.
Burnt Sugar is the story of a mother and daughter who have a very difficult relationship, and the mother develops Alzheimer's disease, and her daughter is now faced with a kind of dilemma. How does she look after this woman who never really was there for her when she was a child? And so it's a story about mothers and daughters and family. It's a story about being a caretaker for your elderly parent. It's a story about art. And it's also a story about betrayal.
Tara, the mother, followed her own path when she was her daughter's age. She ran away from a middle-class home in India and joined an ashram and experimented with free love. And all the way along, she had her infant daughter, Antara, who was just baggage rather than somebody she had a loving relationship with.
Yeah, when I was thinking about Tara, the mother character, I was thinking about the kind of embodiment of desire. And what does desire look like when it's unbridled, unhampered? How does desire circulate in us as individuals, in society, within families? What happens when we are no longer hemmed in by societal expectations and can kind of act on our desires? And so it was a journey into thinking through what that kind of an individual would look like. And so she was actually a really interesting character to write, although a difficult individual for her daughter. But she was interesting because she goes against a lot of societal norms, particularly in the context of India.
Anthara now is not only having to care for a mother who didn't appear to care for her, but she's also having to care for a young baby and experiencing postnatal depression.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's actually probably not a very uncommon experience for women of my generation, at least, because you see more and more that parents are living longer and longer and need to be looked after, and a lot of women are having children perhaps a bit later. And so you can sort of end up at this moment where you're not only looking after young children, but you're looking after parents who are struggling perhaps with degenerative diseases, who are aging, and so in a sense are perhaps more dependent on you in a way. And so I think she's found herself at this moment where she is a caretaker for the younger generation as well as the older one.
Well, it's interesting that yours is one of four books on this year's Booker shortlist that deal with troublesome relationships between children and their parents. Do you think that's something of particular interest to millennial writers who have been brought up by very independent, liberal-minded parents and are wondering exactly what they're inheriting?
I definitely think that's a part of it. Also, this is sort of a generation where we're really questioning how we are the product of this type of parenting. And we're really looking closely at how children are very much a product of their parents. I wonder to what degree past generations really believed this. And maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think to some degree there was an expectation that no matter how you were brought up, you would pull yourself up by your bootstraps or create your own destiny. And I think with this generation, there's a kind of sense of the limitations that are put on you by your upbringing, and that there's an idea that you may actually never be able to escape from that. There's also a greater openness to blaming your parents for things. I don't know if in the past, previous generations dared to do that. There was perhaps, at least I think in the Indian context, there was too much respect for the parents' generation to really look at them in a critical light. But I think what Anthara does in the novel is she really doesn't shy away from picking her mother apart and, by extension, picking herself apart.
The book has been brought wonderfully to life by Vinita Rishi's superb narration. Did you have anything to do with the selection of her?
You know, I actually had no idea what went into creating an audiobook until the wonderful team at Penguin UK said, you know, we're making the audiobook and we have some actors. We'd like you to listen to them and tell us what you think. And as soon as we heard Vinita Rishi, my editor and I, as soon as we heard her reading, we knew that she kind of had the right tone, and she brought a seriousness and humor to the narrator's voice that really resonated for us. So yeah, it was really interesting and fun for me because I didn't really know all that went into the making of an audiobook.
Are you a fan of audiobooks yourself?
Now I think I will be. I'm going to definitely give some a try. I had not until this point listened to any. But after being a little involved and hearing an audiobook for Burnt Sugar, I'm interested in listening to more, especially in terms of autobiography and memoir, because I think it would be wonderful to hear those books in the voice of the person who's writing them.
And have you started work on a second novel yet, or are you still enjoying the shortlisting for the Booker Prize?
I've been really busy, actually, with two young children and, of course, all the wonderful press and attention from the Booker. It's actually kept me really busy, so I haven't been able to start anything new, but I'm hoping to start something, hopefully, before the end of the year, and I'm sure it will be a novel. I'm not sure I know how to write anything else.
Well, I hope that you'll come back onto the show to talk about it in the future.
Absolutely, I absolutely will.
In the meantime, Avni Doshi, thank you so much for coming onto the show and taking us into the world of Burnt Sugar.
Thank you so much for having me.
Like all the books on this and previous year's Booker shortlists, Burnt Sugar is available in a full range of accessible formats from the RNIB Library, thanks to the generous support of the Booker Foundation.